In Major League Baseball action, the Kansas City Royals have moved a half game ahead of Detroit in the AL Central with a 3-2 win against Oakland as the Royals cut the Athletics' lead in the AL West to 3.5 games over the Los Angeles Angels. Meanwhile, in interleague play, the Tigers had more to worry about than their 11-6 loss in Pittsburgh. Detroit starter Justin Verlander surrendered 5 runs in the first inning before leaving with a sore right shoulder. Elsewhere, in the American League, the Baltimore Orioles crushed the New York Yankees 11-3 but lost Manny Machado in the process as the third baseman sprained his knee while swinging at a pitch in the third inning. The AL East leading Orioles moved 6 games ahead of the second-place Blue Jays. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay shut out Texas 7-0, Minnesota doubled up Houston 4-2, Kansas City edged Oakland 3-2, it was Seattle over Toronto 11-1. The Boston Red Sox got the day off yesterday before they open a 2-game interleague series in Cincinnati tonight. In the National League, the Mets beat Philadelphia 5-3. The Dodgers tripled up Atlanta 6-2. Miami bested St. Louis 6-5. Milwaukee defeated the Cubs 3-1. It was San Diego over Colorado 4-3. Kevin Ward Jr. died of blunt force trauma when he was hit by a car driven by NASCAR star Tony Stewart. Ontario County Sheriff Philip Pavero says the autopsy was completed Monday. The 20-year-old driver was competing at a dirt track race in Canandaigua, New York. Pavero says there is nothing in the inquiry that supports criminal conduct or probable cause. He says there was no camera in Stewart's car. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.